Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The whole league is just this cosmetic piece of crap.
Well, I think that's a real savvy comment.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, the crossover is brought to you by Abundant Life Weight Loss. They know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. Go to AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. 49ers in a shambles. They're in shambles.
Please explain.
They're caught between a rock and a hard place with their quarterback.
Oh, I learned last week that it's actually caught between a hard place and a rock.
Shout out Jonathan in San Francisco.
There you go.
Listen
to our show more often.
He just did it backwards.
He did it backwards.
Inverted.
There is no order. You're still in the same place.
Yeah, it actually, well, that's why it's
you're still
me.
In the same
I'm
place.
Like, it that's actually so still makes
I'm just fascinated
sense,
by that notion.
It sounded so bad.
So if Ronnie Bell catches the ball and Jordan Mason doesn't fumble and you don't give up a huge punt return and you're 8-6, are you still in shambles?
Oh, I'm talking about their, you know.
I'm not saying shambles.
I'm talking about what they do with Brock Purdy.
Right.
So why is that shambles?
Because I feel like it's a lose-lose.
Really?
It's like Draymond Green's contract.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Why is it? Okay.
Well, the only way it's not a lose-lose is if they announce we've re-signed Brock Purdy to a 3-year, $120 million deal.
Okay.
That I would take.
So a 3-year at $40
million
per? Which, again, I hate doing this because it's not fun for radio, but no, like, the whole average per year thing is not really what they're negotiating.
But that's the easiest one to layer.
Okay. All right. So that's not happening.
Okay.
All right. So, but why are the other ones, why are they all lose-lose?
Because I don't want to pay him 60.
Okay.
I just don't.
That's fine.
Because
I get it.
Like, let me just explain it to you. Yeah. Like, you know, for everybody who says, well, we don't know who Brock Purdy is. I feel like, okay, we do know. I don't think he's Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Stafford, Burrow, or like an Aaron Rodgers.
That's interesting you threw that last one in.
Well, just because...
You mean who he used to be?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Okay.
Okay, so to me, he's going to be like a Prescott, Love, Lawrence, Tua, Hurts, Cousins, Mayfield, maybe Cousins. Like, that's kind of who he is.
Well, Cousins is done.
I'm talking about these guys kind of either what they will become or you think they will become or what they've kind of been. In other words, we know he's never going to be elite of elite.
If he's Jordan Love, let's just say he's Jordan Love.
Well, I don't know what Jordan Love is.
Well, Jordan Love is really good, and he's heading to the playoffs, and he makes 55.
He's got a rocket arm.
Brock Purdy's got 4 playoff wins, and Jordan Love has 1 playoff win.
Jordan's 1-1. with his one loss coming to Brock Purdy.
Yeah. I mean, it just becomes interesting to me when we talk about what he's worth and set aside what Mark was saying about the actual guaranteed number and all the rest of it. Because you can give him $55 million a year, but only 100 guaranteed. You can front load it and get out of it in 2 years.
Well, that's what will happen.
Absolutely. It's what the Niners do to every contract. Right.
You mean contractually? Don't mean the Niners are definitely going to move on from him in 2 years?
No.
Okay.
In fact, I think they're in a position where they've got to sign him.
Well, probably.
They've got to bring him back.
Probably. And I guess that, like, when you say lose, is there any room in that beautiful heart of yours that the Niners sign Brock and it ends up being something that they enjoy and they win?
For 60 plus?
If they win, who cares?
Right. Well,
who cares if they win?
And that's something that maybe I've determined
don't think they can.
Maybe not.
Okay.
And like I'm putting myself in
I don't think that I get the person who feels like that's too much money.
I just do.
I got a question for
you. But you're also right in that and I don't know if it's 60, 55, it doesn't matter to me.
Exactly.
The bottom line is do you think the 49ers should sign Brock Purdy to an extension? I heard a lot of people call you guys today.
Well, what about, I was going to ask you what Dibs.
Suggest playing it out, which I think is a non-starter.
Okay. Right.
If he would
hold out, right?
More than anyone has ever held out before, because there's no money sitting for him there to go get.
Yep.
Brandon Ayuk was looking at leaving $14 million on the table. Brock's leaving one. Toyota pays him more than that. Why, like, my God, if there's ever been a holdout candidate, if the 49ers don't want to pay him, and I'm Brock Purdy, I'm like, see you when I see you. I'm not showing up without a deal.
Yeah, and period. Set aside Sam Darnold for just a moment. If you want to look at the free agent quarterback list, it might be the worst free agent quarterback list class in the history of free agent quarterback great classes. Point. And
has he soured our Cousins, though, Kyle? Has he looked at this year? What about a trade?
I don't think, if you watch last night and you watch Cousins hobble around back there, he's not all the way back. Mm. And he does not look like the precise Kirk Cousins that he was in Minnesota. And I don't know if he's too old, but his Achilles doesn't look right. I don't think that Kyle would look at that, give up assets, and pay him. What does Kirk make, 40? Yeah,
he's also about making 40. Yeah, he's making
he's got 100 guaranteed. 45.
He's making 45.
45.
So he's making 45.
Oh, I love it. We're going to save money.
You're going to give up assets. Well, you're going to save money and give up assets.
Are you actually going to save money? You're not. You're picking up this 40.
Well, you're going to pay Brock more than 45, I believe.
Not next year.
Exactly.
Not next year. And so keep that in mind.
Yeah. And the Sam Darnold thing to me.
You want to go get Kirk Cousins for 45
next
year?
He may get more than 45, Brock.
Not next year.
Oh, okay, but yeah.
Not next year. That's the year after.
Yeah.
And if Minnesota continues on this run, I don't think that they're going to let Sam Darnold walk out the door. And if they don't want to give him a long-term deal and Sam wants 3 and 120, they can just slap the tag on him.
You didn't ask me, but you two did ask me. No, about how I just my football brain. I'm not Cosell or Baldy, but I'm the guy, Willard, that said I'm giving Brock a blank check, and I believe had they won that game, it wasn't his fault, had they won that game and he had Super Bowl winning quarterback next to his name, there's no doubt if this year could happen, he would get 60-50. Nobody would say anything because of that win. But I've noticed some things, and I can't put my finger on it, but I'm starting to look at the offense and how it's being called as a culprit, especially after you said, you know what, Goo? And I saw Debo carry the ball for 60 yards. It got called back. But I'm like, with the ball in his hands, he steals something. Maybe it's just a bad play-calling season from Kyle mixed in with bad luck. All these guys can't be regressing at the same time. But to hear Baldy on the roast this morning, I want your thoughts on he would swap, if he could, Darnold, who was just here in the same quarterback room with Brock. I start to I get validated, but I'm starting to say the things that I'm getting worried about with Brock and other guys that know football more than me are going to say that. Maybe there is something more going on here at the quarterback position. Kastani lobbied last year. I want to see him without his weaponry. We have, and I'm not saying bad, but something's changed, and I don't know what it is.
Well, I don't hold it against any quarterback when everything starts to fall apart around them. Their performance is going to be worse. That's okay. That's the way it works, I would argue. Tua, over 50, not a good year. Joe Burrow is Joe Burrow.
Dak.
And phenomenal. They're 6-8. Dak Prescott's another good example, and we could give more. Like, we were feeling great about Kyler Murray and his contract 3 weeks ago.
Now,
how do you feel now? So all of this stuff is prisoner of the moment stuff to me. And so I'm not saying it's wrong, but it makes me chuckle a little bit. Really? Sam Darnold? Like, if anything screams prisoner of the moment, it's Darnold's having a good year, Brock's not. So we're just going to forget everything that we've ever known for the last 4 years of our lives?
Exactly.
I'm not. Well, I don't want to do that.
And here's the other thing. I guarantee, and this, I mean this from the bottom of my heart, even though the Niners have been eliminated, I'll bet you if they go 3-0 and Brock looks great the last three games, that's what we're going to be left with.
I told him I
disagree
with that.
Because at that point, we're going to be able to, we'll be able to say almost, well, I mean, it couldn't have been Brock because he got it going late in the season and he didn't really have anybody all. If the 49ers win their last, if they win the last three games and Brock looks really good, then there's going to be fewer people on the day after that that are going to say, well, you can't pay him $60.
Well, I wonder if you were to do a list right now at 6-8 and you wanted to rank in order the reasons. Shout out Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The reasons.
Thank you. Yeah. Why the Niners have had an underperforming year. I think Brock on my list, and I'm just brainstorming it live, he's probably 6th or 7th on
is
the
number
list.
One.
You could say injuries.
I wouldn't say injuries.
For me. You could say regression older players regressing,
right.
The scheme,
I get it.
The special teams,
I get it.
The DC, the injuries, the schedule, quite frankly, if you want to be fair about the schedule they have versus what they have next year. Then you get to Brock. And I think that about, for me, is where he falls. He's not number one, your headliner, on why they underperform.
But to Steiny's point, I feel like that, if you care, they know what he is behind closed doors. Willard, they don't need 12 more quarters for him, the organization. Now, the fans, that's a different thing. But for him to look like Bart Starr against the Bears and then have that game that he had Thursday, Will, if you're into it, that was an opportunity to say, okay, here we go. And he didn't have his best game Thursday, but it comes off the cusp of looking like Joe Montana against the Bears.
Against the Bears, Steiny.
I would just say nobody's going to forget that. And I think they really know if his arm kind of dinged up, the offseason will do him some good. And you didn't say the organization needs to see these three games, but I think they know who he and what he is.
That's my point. This is what I said. I said, if you just look at some guys on this team, the key guys, and I said to you, and I don't know if you heard it or not, let's talk about what we know about a player going into next year. Do you know more about who Brock Purdy's going to be next year or McCaffrey?
I can't wait to hear your answer because I asked.
Brock Purdy.
Exactly.
Yeah, Brock Purdy.
Do you know who Brock Purdy's going to be next year or Deebo Samuel?
Brock Purdy.
Yeah.
More of a short. What about Brock Purdy and Trent Williams?
I can't wait to hear this one.
Yeah, probably Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
I mean, Trent's going to be 37.
And then Brock Purdy and Brandon Ayuk.
He's coming off a two ligament injury.
Well, you didn't say McCaffrey. Did I miss you?
I did say McCaffrey.
And what did you guys say to that?
Brock Purdy.
It's Purdy.
Wow. Brock Purdy. I mean,
Like, we know who he is.
It's a year filled with injuries for every one of those players except for Deebo, and Deebo is the biggest head scratcher in the NFL right now.
But am I sipping too much? The glass is half full, Kool-Aid, when I say, let's just write this off as a bad year for Trent. All pro the last three seasons. He's hobbled. He'll be back. And this is no shade at Brock, as we have I know what he's bringing if he's healthy.
Well, he'll be back, but he'll be 37.
But when he was 35, he was throwing dudes around.
Yeah, right, that's 35.
What are you going to do about the line behind him?
And even at 35, Trent, has Trent played a full season without missing games with the Niners?
That I don't.
I think that if we're going to talk about Steph and Draymond like this, why can't we talk about Trent like this? Like,
so what is it you know about Purdy that supersedes or the trepidation you guys have for the guys that are injured? Like, I'm just asking, what do you know about him?
He's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback, and they can win with him. And he's young, so he's likely to play all the games. That's my first answer, is he's got a higher likelihood of playing all the games than those other players. Part of that is his position. Part of it is his age. But I know that the 49ers can win with him because they always have. until this year. And now, here's the other thing I'll say, though, and this is meeting people, I think, halfway. Even if we acknowledge, okay, Steiny's list is a good one,
yeah,
right? He's not Burrow, he's not Allen, he's not Mahomes, he's not Lamar.
They don't ask him to be.
Right. But watch how many NFL teams have been in that position where even if they settle on this, and I'm not calling Brock this, some will agree, some won't, but what if you looked at Brock and you're just like, he's a B+. That's it. And but your B+ quarterback, says his agent, is worth 60 mil or whatever top of the market is in that particular moment. Watch how many NFL teams have said, then leave. The answer's none. None. They'll sign Trevor Lawrence.
All right.
They'll sign Kyler Murray.
Dak.
They'll sign Tua.
Dak.
They'll sign Dak. They'll do it because they know.
Goff.
Exactly. Mm. They know that that's A, better than the alternative, and B, you can win. Like, do you think y'all think the Lions can win the Super Bowl this year? They have a shot?
It's gone
less so now. But yeah. It's not gone, think? But it's lessened, okay. I think.
But
it's
still, lessened. Yeah. I still think the road to the Super Bowl in the NFC is going to go through Detroit. And that's a hard place to win. And so I would still give them a very healthy shot to do it. And nobody's getting Jared Goff confused with who's going to come out of the AFC. But they could win. They could.
The Giants gave their C+ quarterback, Steiny, $160 million.
And that's being kind. Yep. I don't know if he's a C+.
Well, at the time he was. He was coming off a really good year.
Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union. What I'm getting at with the big boys is, if you're John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, okay, let's talk about the running back position. Okay, I'm not saying, we got Christian who's going to play 17 games. Like, you can't say that. You have to say, okay, boy, he's coming off injury. We better make sure we got Mason here.
Free agent.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, so then you make sure Mason's back. But that costs you something. Like Trent Williams. Oh, you want to bring him back? You better not just expect him to play 17 games. If he does, great. But if not, who's his backup?
You draft a tackle.
How much depth do we have there? Because we can't count on him. And you just go down the line, and it's not a matter of, we'll keep him or get rid of him. It's like Deebo Samuel. Do you really?
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4. Charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC+, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Might they need another receiver in here?
Absolutely.
Like, that's unbelievable if you think about it.
By the way, Dibs, I looked up Brandon Ayuk's surgery date today.
Yeah.
Because Doc Pandya told us about 10 months.
Man.
And that's on the if it goes well side. But the surgery came almost a month after the injury because you got to wait for the swelling to go down.
Yeah.
So it was right around the start of December, which would mean a full 10 months would put him at October 1.
Yeah, there you go.
It would put him at October 1. So, yeah, I don't expect Brandon to, quote, miss most of the year like I hear a lot of people say, but I also think he's probably going to miss the start of the year.
Probably miss a month.
There's no
and
doubt.
If he misses a month and Ricky Pearsall is not maybe what you thought he was, and I'm not writing the kid off, but to me makes it so that Deebo Samuel is more likely to return. One name you mentioned earlier, Javon Hargrave, they restructured his deal.
Explain that.
So, well, they restructured it. They made it so that the dead cap hit is less than it would have been without the restructure. So I do believe he's going to be a cap casualty. Mooney Ward probably gone. Dre Greenlaw to me is the really interesting one because you want to keep him and you hope to keep him, but you know, it depends on how he plays. My big tell over these next three games from the Niners is win eliminated. If the Rams win this weekend, the Niners are basically eliminated. They are eliminated from the NFC West, and they're probably eliminated
in
already.
In their minds, I think they are eliminated.
But in their minds, they're still going to play because that's what you do when you're a professional team. But let's just say Niners win, Rams win, Commanders win, Niners are officially eliminated. If the Niners really love Brock Purdy as much as I think that they do, you stop playing him because you have all the information on Brock Purdy. Mm. For me, it does you no good to then go out and play him for the final eight quarters of the year.
Fred Warner, too. Let's add him to that list.
I would argue that at minimum, this is just the way I look at it, you owe it to the league to play Detroit. They've got a lot on the line. You owe it to the league to play the Detroit.
I know what you're saying, but you owe it to your own franchise more than you owe it to the league.
Yeah, but I mean,
football's a violent game.
I understand that.
And your quarterback may already have a little bit of a shoulder issue.
It's interesting that you say that because this is the exact opposite of the debate point that you stood there and took in the preseason about Brock.
Let's get out of here.
You play him
to get him ready.
Football players play
to get ready for a season. And when you get to this spot and there's nothing to play for your team, and you have a quarterback who you want to keep and sign, you don't play him.
Every quarter is an opportunity to get better.
Right. It's also an opportunity to get hurt.
Sure.
Wow.
Sure. But it's an opportunity to get yourself going with Ricky Pearsall, who might be your WR1 next year.
I'm riding for him.
You know what I mean?
I've seen enough for me to think it's not what he's doing.
You saw enough to give Brock a blank check.
Nope. This is different.
And now you changed.
Well, the wide receiver room is going to be a whole conversation into itself for next year.
But do you look at the Niners and question the drafting of Ricky Pearsall? Because let's be honest.
Wait, do you think? What you like Pearsall?
I do. And when you run 61 routes and not get one target, I don't think you're doing anything wrong. And when you have the ball, I've seen some things to where I could see why they drafted you. But to pull the plug and all the people, Pearsall's this or that, it might just be a byproduct, Willard, of whatever, the system not having its best year. And it's eating at its own now. We're questioning Deebo. We're questioning so maybe this is just an anomaly, or hopefully it's not something that'll go into next year. But I seen Pearsall pop against Tampa Bay and Dallas, and I'm sitting there like, okay, why'd the water just get...
Well,
not that he's getting eight targets for 200 yards, but it's kind of perplexing that all of a sudden now, he's just nothing.
Juwan has stepped forward. George Kittle is George Kittle. So even if he's doing well, he's option four in the passing game. And therefore, I don't think that he's ever going to be a target monster type. I'm with you. I like him. And he never had any time to get rhythm going with Brock. And we've watched Brock miss him a few times where Ricky made one decision, Brock kind of made the other. And he's missed him in what could be big plays. So I have no concerns right now about Ricky Pearsall, but concerns about the larger room I do have.
I got.
I don't know
this.
How that's going to shake out.
I'm going to tell Steiny layout. Just real quick, this personal. Abundant Life, 7 pounds in 2 days. Last two, I have dropped 1 pound. I'm getting a little nervous. Am I doing anything wrong? Because I'm like...
Well, all you have to do is listen to the live read, and Denver's got one coming up at 4:42.
Okay, so 4:42, mark that down.
You can find out the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. 1 pound of fat a day. If you're losing a pound a day, you're doing great.
That's a lot. Wow.
And as we discussed offline...
The initial thing is always more, right?
Yeah, like you're going to lose... Initial.
One a day is a goal.
One a day is great, and it's gonna slow down. And the key to any weight loss program, especially AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com, if you want to get on board with it, you got to be patient. Because as Steiny knows... Captain Fast, he'll drop 5 or 6 in 2 days not eating, and then gradually it slows down. So your metabolism is re-regulating. Stay the course.
I want the Willard
1,000 points of light. Stay the course. You can't have it.
All right, I got you.
He won the genetic lottery with the metabolism.
Elm diet.
Eat less, move more. Yeah.
No, right, you got Steve Kerr today, right?
We got Steve Kerr at 5
oh,
o'clock.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Nice. I'm coming for Kerr today.
You already came for Kerr. He put up the Heisman on you.
I went down there to I had a little bit planned because today is elementary school referee appreciation day.
I love it.
And so,
National Day calendar. Look at it.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
So I went down there to do a little, hey, Steve, and, you know, thanks for shouting us out, all of us elementary school officials.
Whoa.
Means a lot to us. And
too soon?
Practice ran long. Because they're trying to teach Dennis Schroeder the inbound plays.
Do it on the show.
Yeah,
because you know he apologized for his rant. Because
he didn't get fined. I would apologize. Yeah.
He said, "I'm embarrassed. Every time I do that, I feel embarrassed."
I don't believe him.
How did he not get fined though, Willard?
He told us the week before.
How did he not get fined?
Great question.
Seriously, ask him.
No profanity. He did use the word unconscionable.
But elementary.
You call them elementary.
I tell you what, he said
they were worse than elementary school refs.
Give him an elementary school ref.
Give the street stat, dude.
I'll ask him. I'll say, you know, when you do get fined, what is it like? Like, is it because in the NFL you get like the FedEx envelope in your locker? When you get fined in the NFL, it just shows up in your locker like an invoice.
I thought it just gets like it's the opposite of direct deposit.
But they give you a notice in your locker,
right? And then in your next check, it's not in the check.
Your socks were not the appropriate length. $7,500.
Like if Draymond gets a $30,000 fine, your next paycheck is just $30,000.
Mm-hmm. But honestly, if you're making $26 million,
do you even
check your direct deposit?
I mean,
like we all celebrate this Thursday, this Friday,
day of the week.
This Friday when we get our direct deposits, we all get all excited.
God. If there's $5 missing, we're like, what's going on? Shohei Ohtani in 10 years is going to be like, oh my god, I got fined a bunch. I had no idea.
I got some magnetic chip clips at Home Goods over the weekend, $3.99. My wife's like, take them back. I'm taking it back to get my $4.44.
How long did it take her to notice the charge?
8 seconds.
Yeah.
She's like, what the hell did you buy? I said, well, they're magnets, and you wanted magnets, and we also need chip clips for baby girls.
This is getting ridiculous.
This is
Steve Kerr, 4 o'clock.
Cody Bellinger is a Yankee. Did you see that? Did you see it?
I did. I heard about it.
Cody Bellinger has been traded to the Yankees.
And I heard about it from somebody here. On 95.7, the game.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, Lucas.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.